From Tidbits on October 22nd, 2007, this is the audio version of Hot Topics in Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. .Mac renewal requires unnecessary credit card entry. Adam found that his .Mac renewal required a credit card number, but others have been able to renew without that step. What's special about hybrid hard drives? Last week's article about new Seagate hybrid hard drives being incompatible with Macs brings up the question, what's the big deal? The drives include extra flash memory, but why not just use the Mac's RAM? 3G cell data iPhone now feasible. The technology to add 3G data networking to the iPhone exists, but is it far enough along to be incorporated into the next versions of the iPhone? New language features in Leopard. The list of new features in macOS 10.5 look promising for those hoping for broader language support in the operating system. It's official! Leopard ships on October 26, 2007. With news of Leopard's ship date, readers talk about the particulars of the 5-license family pack and a smaller educational discount than previous versions. The best and worst of Leopard. Matt Newberg's article about new Leopard features brings up questions of specific feature improvements, as well as a discussion of system performance. Recommendation: fulfillment service for $1 to $5 digital downloads? Do such companies exist, or are major players such as PayPal and Google, and Yahoo and Kagi and Accelerate still the best options? French in Leopard. Is French and other languages getting reduced support in Leopard despite the increase in other language-related features? AppleWorks crashes. There will come a point when discontinued software ceases to work, but we're not there quite yet. Apple goes with Orange. The lack of specific pricing from Orange and Apple regarding the introduction of the iPhone in France is, how do you say it? Unfortunate. How did time zones affect take control of Leopard books? macOS 10.10.5 is due to be released at 6 p.m. local time on Friday, which is when the Leopard take control titles will also be released. But how does that affect time zones around the world? Apple cuts iTunes Plus price to 99 cents. Not only did Apple cut the iTunes Plus price throughout its music library, but the price change was reflected in international iTunes stores too. ODF from Apple? With AppleWorks now at the end of its life, users may be left with thousands of files in the AppleWorks format. Would Apple consider adopting the OpenDoc format for compatibility? To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at www.tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.